Anybody going through some difficulties in your life right now?
I am. Anybody else?
Yeah. Problems in your life?
Okay. All of us, as we're walking in the earth, we're going to experience problems. The Word tells us that. But there's remedies in Scripture on how to deal with those problems. Okay. And one of the things that we want to do today is we're going to make a sound, and I say make a sound, O sons and daughters of Israel. And I'm going to give a quick background. I'm not going to be real long, but I want you all to have an understanding about what I'm talking about. And I'm going to clarify that the name Israel comes from the Hebrew word that means to prevail as a prince, one who has power of a prince. It conveys the idea of one in authority, persevering until triumphing. Persevering until triumphing. Its ending, E-L, Israel, E-L, means to prevail with God. It further means to be mighty and strong and powerful in nature as a result of one's union with God. Together, the two meanings boldly declare that what the Lord had done with Jacob and meant to do with Israel, his offspring. In Deuteronomy, it shows that these meanings are purposed in the context of spiritual, material power, and dominance. There, the Lord says that he will make Israel, his people, high above all nations. From Romans 9:6, it says, "But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel, nor are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants, but through Isaac your descendants will be named. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of promise are regarded as descendants." So I take you to Galatians 3:26. It says, "For you are all sons," and I add the word daughters of God, "through faith in Jesus Christ. We were all baptized into Christ, therefore we have clothed ourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for we are all one in Jesus Christ. And if we belong to Christ," the word says, "then we are Abraham's descendants," or his seed, "heirs according to the promise." So when I say, "Make a sound, O sons and daughters of Israel," I'm talking to you and I. We are the spiritual Israel through our faith in what? In Jesus the Christ. In Romans 8:14, it says, "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons," and I say, "these are the daughters of God." So I'm speaking today, we are to make a sound, O sons and daughters. We need to know who we are. We need to know that the inherent power that is resident in us. We need to be led by the Spirit, walking by the Spirit, and we are sons and daughters. And so today we're going to make a sound. And this is biblical. And if I say something that doesn't line up with the Word of God, you need to reject it. But it's coming from the Word of God. This is biblical. Today we're going to make a sound, the sound of the ram's horn, used to go into battle, used to make a sound or a war cry. The ram, of course, is an animal that's exalted or elevated, an animal that represents what? Power and virility. In other words, in both birthing and also in war. And I turn you to Scripture in Joshua. It said, "The Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and valiant warriors. You shall march around the city, all the men of war circling the city once. You shall do so for 6 days, and 7 priests shall carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns," or the shofar, "before the ark," or the presence of the Lord. "Then on the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city will fall flat down, and the people will go up, every man straight ahead." They were to what? Make a sound. As they were going before, and the Ark of the Covenant, or God's presence, going with them, they were supposed to release a sound as he directed. Everybody knows what happens. In verse 15, it said that on the 7th day, they rose early at the dawning of the day and marched around the city in the same manner 7 times. Only on the day they marched around the city seven times, on the seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." What happened? The people shouted. And the priest blew the trumpets. And when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat so that the people went up into the city, every man straight ahead, and they took the city. They utterly destroyed everything in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep, donkey, with the edge of the sword. Now, am I suggesting today that there's any natural power in blowing a ram's horn? Absolutely not. Rather, we blow it in faith. Hear me, we blow it in faith, understanding this from Numbers 10:9. When you go into war in your land against the adversary who attacks you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, that you may be remembered before the Lord your God and be saved from your enemies. So we blow it in faith, having an expectation that God is remembering us in our battles first and foremost. I'm battling. I live in the earth. I battle with all sorts of things. And it's not in the natural, although it appears in the natural through whatever. It's the spiritual battle. But we have remedy. We have understanding that God remembers us as we call upon him in faith. And one way to do it is the blowing of the trumpets. There's many ways. In blowing those shofar, I am remembered before the Lord as I walk according to his spirit. I am sounding a war cry as led by the Spirit, knowing that I'm battling something, but I have every expectation that the Lord remembers me, a son, a daughter, the seed of Abraham according to the promise, through my faith in Christ Jesus, that he is going to battle for me in whatever is confronting me, regardless of how scary it looks. Look out, enemy. When I am led to sound an alarm, it is on, and something is about to happen. From Deuteronomy, it says, when you go out to battle against your enemies and you see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt, is with you. When you are approaching the battle, the priest shall come near and speak to the people. He shall say to them, "Hear, O Israel, you are approaching the battle against your enemies today. Do not be faint-hearted. Do not be afraid or panic or tremble before them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." What are you experiencing today? What trial and tribulation have you encountered that you need the assistance of the Lord God Almighty? I'll share some that I'm dealing with, one of which is a daughter who has major medical issues, eating issues and the like. And I've been praying in the Spirit for how many years, Julie? Years and years. And the healing's coming. And today I pray that as we come together, we'll start with that. And if anybody else has something, we will blow the shofar and we will come together in unity as the body of Christ to release what the Lord's going to release in faith, knowing that he remembers us and that he's battling for us. For us to get the victory. Amen. For us to get the victory. The Lord your God who goes before you, he himself will fight on your behalf just as he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. In Exodus it says, "But Moses said to the people, 'Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you.'" The battle is the Lord's. And as I raise a sound with my wife, as I lift a war cry up, a sound from the ram's horn or the shofar as they did in Old Testament scripture, I understand that the Lord God remembers me. Because I do it in faith, as he says in the word. Not only does he remember me, he's going to battle for me to get the victory. I'm a man of faith. Through many trials and tribulations, I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I know who I serve, and I don't take this lightly. I believe God's word is his word in all truth. And when we call upon the Lord, we don't have to walk in fear. When I do as instructed by the Lord, I know something is going to happen. Something's going to be broken in the spirit realm to release what the Lord wants to release. Lord God, I thank you for the body here, for those that have an issue today. We come together in unity, in one accord, because not only is blowing that horn saying to the Lord to remember us, but it's saying, body of Christ, come together. Yes. We're powerful in numbers. Where two or more are gathered, we know something is going to be shaken up in the spirit realm when we come together in agreement. So, Lord God, I lift up my own issue this morning, and I say, Lord God, for many, many years, I've been crying out for my daughter. Lord God, I've been crying out for her health and her healing and her deliverance. Lord God, I've been crying out for her salvation and restoration, Lord God, for impartation and activation by the Holy Spirit to do what you've designed her to do. The enemy has tried to kill her, steal from her, and destroy. And I stand on your word, Lord God, that you are fighting for me as I have faith in you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus. And Father God, as I ask in the name of your Son, Jesus, I know that healing and restoration is coming. So I do as your word declares, and I raise a sound before you and ask deliverance and healing in this area. Lord, this is not just words. It's words with power. Because you are an awesome God. You are an all-consuming God. You are a God that says nothing is too difficult for you. Does anybody else have something today that we need to declare over? Anybody? Lou? What's going on with your granddaughter? Sorry?
Marriage.
What's her first name?
Renee.
Renee. Lord God,
yes.
We lift up Lou's daughter Renee today. We speak to that marriage situation, Father God, and we don't know what's going on, but you do. And we ask and pray, Lord, that in the name of your Son, Jesus, whatever that marriage needs, yes. Father God, whatever is needed to restore, to repair, to build up, we call it forth in the name of King Jesus. We ask and pray, Lord God, that you will release your anointing in that house, in that home, in that marriage, in that unity, and bring what you want to bring restoration. And we ask in faith, believing that whatever we're releasing today, we're going to see come to fruition according to your divine will. We ask it and we declare it together in the name of Jesus. Anybody else? Pat? Lord God, we lift up Pat today. Lord God, we lift up those health problems, Father God. And again, you know what's going on in the body. And Father God, we just pray for your divine hand of healing that would come upon her, Father God. We pray that whatever it is you designed to do for her and continue to have for her, Father God, she'd be able to walk it out in the earth, Father God. We just pray that you'd intercede and intervene and bring healing according to your will. Not our will, but your will be done in her body, Father God. And Father God, we just pray whatever comes.
Yes.
Whatever comes, Father God, that you would be with her. Because your word says you never leave nor forsake your people. Sometimes we experience these things, Father God, they don't go away. But we know that you're with us and you're giving us the strength. So I pray for you, Pat, strength. And whatever the Lord causes you to walk through, I pray for supernatural strength to get through it. And I stand on his word that he never leaves us or forsakes us. Patty's not leaving you or forsaking you. As we age, as we go through things, our body's experiencing things, but he's still with us. He's still with us. And he wants us to know that he still has work and a purpose for you. So, Father God, we just lift her up right now. We lift Pat up in the name of King Jesus and ask for your presence, your anointing, and your healing hand. We're going to do one song that correlates all this together, if that's okay.